2 years ago, Columbus leaders started a new approach to getting a more diverse police and fire department. They hired what they called community evaluators to help in selecting applicants. There were 9 evaluators. Each of them worked on a panel with 2 others who are either police officers or firefighters to review the applicants. Another evaluator team will get underway later this month. We wanted to find out what results have occurred so far. Joining me now to talk about that is manager with the Columbus Civil Service Commission, Elizabeth Reed. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So 2 years in, is this working?
It is. We've used the community evaluator process since we started in 2017. So all of the individuals that have been hired from 2017 were hired in 2018 and beyond. And we have actually seen increases in diversity. Of course, that wasn't our only goal. We had a lot of different goals with this, and the success is very positive.
So how much more diversity is there today? How many more officers or firefighters are there that are of a diverse background?
Well, if I were to compare, so we had 33 minorities that were hired in 2018, 2019, since the community evaluators have been involved in the process. And then if I compare that to 2017, the city hired 19 minorities. So we had a 57% increase in diversity in the hiring of diversity in both police and fire. So in 2018, there were 19 minorities hired in police and 14 hired in fire.
That sounds like a dramatic increase there.
Yeah, that's a significant increase. I can't state that all of this increase has come from the fact that we added community evaluators. There's been actually an overwhelming emphasis on increasing the diversity, increasing transparency, making our environment and our testing process, our whole process, more that will actually inspire diverse community members to want to become police and fire. So I think there's been a lot of different efforts that we've taken to hopefully increase that transparency, community involvement, recruiting efforts that are all targeted towards that effort.
So what exactly happens during the evaluation?
What happens is the candidates, first of all, during the test, they have sat down in individual rooms and they've watched video vignettes of different scenarios that come in front of them. We video record those responses. Then when the community evaluators and the fire and police personnel come in, they participate in training that help them understand how to evaluate these exercises. We're focusing on interpersonal skills as well as problem solving. And we talk about the criteria of each of those vignettes. So we spend a lot of time with that. We also talk about biases that can happen in the rating process and how to reduce those biases.
Why is this so important to have more diversity?
Well, I think it's more important so that we can have a police force and fire force that represent our community. And we're not there yet, and we are working towards that goal.
Has this increased morale?
In terms of police personnel and fire personnel who've been involved in the process, I believe that it has. Because they have had the opportunity to sit next to community members and really evaluate and talk about what it is to be a police officer or a firefighter. And then community members have had the opportunity to share information with them that would help police and fire personnel serve the community better. Those discussions are very rich discussions and I think have gone a long way in terms of improving morale as well as community relations.
Thanks so much. I've been talking with Elizabeth Reed, Public Safety Test Team Manager with the Columbus Civil Service Commission, about the community evaluators who are used in hiring a more diverse police and fire department. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.